The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Got the men's Final Four this weekend as well. And tonight in Las Vegas, it's the Final Four of the NIT, including the first game, Wisconsin against North Texas. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the head coach of the Mean Green, Grant McCaslin. Good morning.
Hey, fellas. Good morning.
Thanks for the time. And I have to say, I know you would always rather be in the NCAA tournament, but you do a pretty good job of taking advantage of these other tournaments, winning the CBI a few years ago, and now you're in the semis of the NIT.
Yeah, you know, that's the hard part about our league, and I know people have now recognized how just competitive our conference was this year with Florida Atlantic being in the Final Four, UAB being another team in the NIT Final Four on the other side of the bracket, and Charlotte won the CBI. Only one team in our league even has lost a game in postseason out of the five teams playing. So really a tough year. And then when you get to that conference tournament, the margin's so slim to make it to the NCAA tournament. And you get in one game scenarios where you got to win a tournament, which is difficult to do. But, man, it's a blessing to keep playing. As of today, there's only 8 teams left playing college basketball, and we're one of them. So we honestly are grateful and consider it a blessing to be in NIT.
I've quoted you several times the last couple of weeks during the tournament and your tournament, and your quote is always, the toughest team wins. And I think that's so true in college basketball now. We've certainly seen it play out in the NIT. We've seen it in the NCAA. I take it you're not that surprised that a tough team like FAU – Florida Atlantic is still playing.
Oh, no doubt. And obviously we're close with the staff at Kansas State with Jareem Dowling, who was with us for 5 seasons, is an assistant coach up there. And obviously Jerome Tang is a great friend of mine. And we were on staff together at Baylor for 5 years and just think the world of them. And they watched film like we did and knew in the games that they played just how tough they were and how competitive it was. And so I don't know, you know, the tougher team wins is the team that really believes that winning is more important than their individual accomplishments. And I think in this day and age, it's just a tough balance because everybody wants something. And when you hear Dusty May talk about it, that's what he praises all the time. And I think being in our league and having competed against them, our staffs are really close. I think we've kind of mirrored things they've done. They've mirrored things we've done. And I think at the core of teams, in college basketball specifically, it's like who really does play together and believe they're going to win. So we had a moment when we played them at their place. I told Dusty this when we played them, that they came out with 2 minutes to go, and we've got a newer group this year with some pieces that are really important. The Kai Huntsberries that are playing a lot of minutes for us, Mulai Sissoko, those guys are playing in the game, and they came out of the timeout. They're like, we're winning this game. And our guys came out of the timeout like wanting to win, but like, how are we going to do it? And I do think that experience and having guys together, he returned his whole team, and they were legit tough. And we have so much respect for them. And because of that in our league, I think just the togetherness and the love that our team has for each other is what's allowed us to be here in Vegas, playing in the last 4 teams left in the NIT.
North Texas coach Grant McCaslin with us here on the Ticket. Yes, tonight it's North Texas against Wisconsin from the Big Ten. What kind of problems do the Badgers present?
man, they don't turn the ball over. It'd be nice if they'd throw it to us some, but they're best in the country at not turning the ball over. They got great size. They got a great center. And he made 5 threes in the game against Bradley to start the NIT, had over 30 points. He had 7 other field goals in addition. So just a matchup problem. They like to take it and play through the post and dribble down guards. And so they invert the offense. They run that swing. They set a ton of screens. It's a different game than we've played against, to be honest. But they also, you know, have a physical defense. And they both defenses are top 25 in the country, so we've got our hands full. It'll be a real one. It'll be a physical one, and it ought to be a lot of fun.
What made you think, I guess now 5 years ago, that you could come to North Texas and win like this? As Craig and I said earlier this week, hands down, you're the greatest coach in North Texas history in all sports. Outside of whoever the golf coach was in the late 40s and early 50s when they won 4 straight national championships. But, I mean, you won 54 games in the last 2 years. It's an incredible run. What's been the key for you, and why did you think you could do this at North Texas?
Well, George, you know we got a secret weapon over here. His name's Hank Dickinson. I don't know if you know that guy at all.
Hank is the secret.
Well, and nobody believes more than Hank, and I think that's kind of the key. We talk about beliefs or compete, that's our deal, but you know that, George, the people you're with every day, that's what's the difference. And Ross Hodge, who came here initially with us from Arkansas State, who does our defense, we've had the number one scoring defense in the country the last 2 years, and I literally wake up every day and thank God for the opportunity to work with so many great people, man. Ren Baker set the table for this. We've got a phenomenal president, just the people we get to be with every day. And then, you know, I've been blessed to live here close to family, and all of our family come. We have 50 family members at every game, and I think that carries over to our team. And we have some awesome parents and some awesome players that everybody's bought into winning. And that's unique, I think, in college athletics these days, because everybody wants something. But I think the heart behind our team, and you know that, the people like Hank who just give of everything they got to try to do anything they can to help. And that's the heart behind, I think, what our success is people loving each other well and doing our best to try to lift other people up as opposed to get something for ourselves.
You know, for a long time, and you kind of hinted at this early in our conversation, if you weren't from a major conference, it was only the conference champion that was going to go to the NCAA tournament, the only invitation available. Do you think if Florida Atlantic just getting to the Final Four, and they may very well find themselves in the championship game, could that help open the door for a second team from a conference like Conference USA to get in, maybe a third team down the road? Would it broaden the mindset of the NCAA selection committee?
I honestly don't think so, and I hate to say it that way because the metrics are the metrics, and they've decided that's how they're going to determine it, and we were close, though. I mean, we did have a net of 38, which is the best we've ever had in school history, and actually the best-ranked team that didn't make it into the tournament. I don't know if you say lowest or highest, but so I think the metrics are set that way, but when teams are trying to determine who the better ones, when the committee's trying to determine, they've made it clear that quad one games against quality opponents and quality wins is a key factor. And that could be non-conference too. Like you look at the ACC this year, and they didn't have a great league non-conference going in the conference, and it really hurt their league. And so they didn't have very many teams make the tournament, even though they have some great teams. So I think those quality wins is really what's important. So we were blessed this year. We had some great quality opponents coming into the league. And honestly, I put it on us. We needed to win a few more games to make it to the NCAA tournament, to leave no doubt. And unfortunately, at our level, that's just what you have to do. You have to leave no doubt. And to give FAU credit, that's what they did. And even if they wouldn't have won the tournament, I do believe they would have been in. So they would have been a unique case study. But it just goes to show you, it's just win every game. That's the secret.
Yeah, yeah.
Lose one. And then if you lose in the tournament, you still got maybe a chance.
Well, I'll close with this. We know a lot of people are talking to you. Green is a great color. Denton County, there's a lot of places you can live in this state, but as you found out, Denton County is a great place to live, and I'll leave it at that. And even if you do move on, you certainly do deserve it. The job you've done is just incredible. Congratulations to you, and go win this thing with two more wins.
Yeah, let's do it, George. Love you, man. I appreciate you more than you know. Your heart to serve people is tremendous, and you know, my wife and my parents don't want anything to happen. So there's a lot of things at play here. But sure do appreciate you and thankful to be Mean Green.
You bet. Best of luck to you tonight.
Thanks.
That's the great Grant McCaslin, North Texas and Wisconsin, tonight in the semifinals of the NIT in Vegas.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.